This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has exchanged views on international and regional issues with French President Emmanuel Macron, including efforts for bringing an early end to the conflict in Ukraine. Mr. Modi reiterated India's consistent support for peaceful resolution of the conflict and early restoration of peace and stability. In a telephonic conversation yesterday, both the leaders reviewed and assessed the progress in bilateral cooperation in various areas. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the India-France strategic partnership will continue to play a key role in fostering global peace and stability. The Prime Minister thanked Mr. Macron for accepting the invitation to the AI Impact Summit being hosted by India in February next year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Guyanese President Irfan Ali on his resounding victory in both the general and regional elections. In a social media post, Mr. Modi stated that he looks forward to further strengthening the India-Guyana partnership, which is anchored in strong historical and people-to-people ties. Responding to his message, Mr. Ali expressed his eagerness to continue working with Prime Minister Modi, the Government of India and the people of India to further build the already strong and cordial relations between the two nations. Chief of Air Staff Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh has said that Operation Sindoor demonstrated India's ability to strike swiftly, decisively and with precision. Addressing the passing out parade at the Officers Training Academy OTA in Chennai, he urged the newly commissioned officers to uphold the spirit of jointness in their service to the nation. The parade marked the commissioning of 130 male and 25 female officer cadets into the Indian Army. At the OTA, 21 foreign cadets, including 9 men and 12 women from 9 friendly nations, completed their training. Air Chief Marshal Singh noted that the lessons from Operation Sindoor proved the successful synergy between the Army, Navy, Air Force and other national security agencies. The Union Agriculture and Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the newly introduced GST rates and slabs will have a significant impact on the agriculture sector. Speaking at a press conference in Bhopal, Mr. Chauhan explained that the changes will particularly benefit small and medium farmers. The reduction in GST rates on agricultural equipment will lower the cost of farming, thereby increasing farmers' profits, he added.
हमारा संकल्प है खेती में उत्पादन की लागत घटाना और उत्पादन बढ़ाना उत्पादन बढ़ेगा और लागत घटेगी तो किसान का खेती में प्रॉफिट बढ़ेगा और जीएसटी में जो सुधार किए गए हैं उनको अगर देखेंगे तो उनका बड़ा लाभ देश के किसानों को मिलने वाला है.
Indian men's hockey team stormed into the final of the Asia Cup Hockey Championship after thrashing China 7-0 in their last Super Fours match at Rajgir in Bihar yesterday evening. This dominant victory ensures India's qualification for the final, securing the top spot in the Super Fours, while South Korea also advances in the summit clash. The final will be played at 7:30 p.m. today, where India will take on Korea in the title clash. In the U.S. Open tennis, world number one Arina Sabalenka has successfully defended her crown after beating Amanda Anisimova in straight sets in the women's singles final. Defending champion Sabalenka beat Anisimova 6-3, 7-6 last night. This triumph secured Sabalenka her fourth Grand Slam overall. Spanish-Argentine duo of Marcel Granollers and Horacio Zabalos clinched the men's doubles title after defeating British pair of Joe Salisbury and Neil Skubski in the final. The Spanish-Argentine duo secured their second Grand Slam title of the season. In the men's singles, Italy's Jannik Sinner powered into the final with a commanding four-set victory over Canada's Felix Auger-Aliassime. He will face Spain's Carlos Alcaraz in a highly anticipated final tonight. India star boxer Nikhat Zareen won her opening round in the women's 51kg weight category at the World Championships in Liverpool, England yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.